When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
In today's story, after traveling nonstop for her job, a TV producer aims to reduce her plastic consumption, specifically toothpaste tubes. It really bothers her how many toothpaste tubes are thrown away, so she uses a modest investment from her savings to eventually build a mega successful brand that you may in fact have already heard of. If not, I'll be happy to introduce it to you today. She also ended up on Shark Tank, where she made a surprising decision. Really in-depth story here of how somebody gets an idea, how they make it happen, what are the nuts and bolts, how much does it cost along the way, what's the outcome, and so on. And we try to do all of that in a quick, less than 10-minute episode here on Side Hustle School. Wherever you are in the world, thanks for tuning in today. Story is called TV Producer Invents Sustainable Toothpaste Alternative. That story is coming right up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Six years ago, Lindsay McCormick was sick of all her plastic toothpaste containers. As a producer for the show House Hunters, Lindsay had to travel frequently for her job. She found herself constantly throwing away toothpaste tubes over and over, and all of the waste just didn't align with her values. She knew there had to be a better way to consume toothpaste that didn't add to the ever-growing amount of plastic in oceans and landfills. At least she hoped there was a way. But in looking for alternatives, everything she found either used plastic in some way or didn't taste good, which is, of course, important for toothpaste. Lindsay was convinced she could make a product that was the perfect combination of plastic-free and minty fresh. Back at home after another trip, she sunk her teeth into online chemistry classes. She'd found a Reddit thread about how to take free courses through accredited universities, even big schools like MIT. She also reached out to every dentist and dental hygienist she could find to make sure she was on the right track. If she was ever going to invent a new kind of toothpaste, she needed to know how it worked. Over time, Lindsay began to learn how to make toothpaste from scratch. In total, she took $6,000 in her savings to bring this idea to life. After playing with the recipe for a while, she decided to create small toothpaste tablets with a hand press machine. These tablets were dry and could be stored in reusable containers. Now, this is really cool because the tablet design was far less messy than the typical squeeze tube, and in turn, easier to travel with and store. Through her research, she learned how to make a recipe that would allow customers to pop a tablet in their mouths, bite it, then brush with a typical toothbrush. As the user brushed, it would foam up just like the toothpaste many of us are used to. She called this invention Bite, otherwise known as Because It's the Earth. Lindsay ended up launching Bite with her boyfriend, Asher Hunt, in 2016. Early on, most customers were friends and family members who were also passionate about sustainability. Through their feedback, she refined the product. They would let her know if the taste was weird or if it didn't foam enough, and Lindsay would modify the recipe until they were satisfied with the brushing experience. She also ensured that Bite was approved for air travel, so customers could, of course, take it through the airport. Next, she began to sell it on Etsy while continuing to work in television. Within the first year of business, Lindsay made over $6,000, breaking even from her initial investment. Once sales began to increase in 2017, she decided to stop relying on Etsy and focus on her own website. At first, she just used a template she found online and uploaded some photos from her iPhone. But soon, her boyfriend gave her the birthday present of redoing the site. It was now called BiteToothpasteBits.com. The following year, Women's Health reached out to Lindsay to highlight Bite. They wanted to feature women-owned small businesses and asked to publish a video about her. That video was a hit, and soon after, other outlets picked up on it. Traffic skyrocketed, and she was brushed with sales. At that point, Lindsay and Asher knew it was time to quit their day jobs. They needed more time to dedicate to Bite. With her internet fame and growing success, Lindsay was then able to land an appearance on Shark Tank to pitch her idea and look for investments from the sharks. She and Asher ended up turning down a six-figure deal from both Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary. Lindsay describes the filming day as intense. When she and Asher went on the show, they were offered over $300,000 in exchange for a 15% stake in the company. However, they had decided in advance what they were comfortable with, and they just couldn't reach an agreement. Lindsay and Asher knew the sharks would just be taking too big of a bite out of the company. Looking back, she remains confident in that decision. Success has continued over the years, and Bite is now an eight-figure business. Get that, eight figures. Not only that, but the brand now sells more than just toothpaste. Staying with the personal care theme, Lindsay invented the first ever plastic-free deodorant, seeking to stop the 15 million pounds of deodorant packaging that ends up in landfills and oceans every year. After a one-time purchase of $12, users can keep refilling the same container with their new bars of deodorant. They also made a whitening gel, mouthwash bites, and body balm, all with the philosophy of no plastic ever. In the future, Lindsay hopes to keep building this now full-time business without biting off more than she can chew. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this story. I certainly am inspired by Lindsay's big success, in particular, her decision to turn down $300,000, and also just to start this whole business on $6,000. I know it's not a $100 startup, but I think it's grown to a pretty huge level from a very small investment, relatively. So I encourage you to check out BiteToothpasteBits.com. I'm looking at the website right now. She's got all kinds of products. In addition to what I mentioned in the story, there's also dental floss. You can buy a bamboo toothbrush, actually a two-pack for $12. All kinds of fun stuff, including a daily habits kit. So I'm going to check this out myself. Just also a very well-done website, side note. So if you're looking for an example of a great e-commerce website, check it out. We're going to link it up in the show notes page, of course, along with anything else I mentioned. Let's see what that page is. Oh, it is sidehustleschool.com/2061, episode 2061. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a new episode coming up tomorrow and every single day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.